hospitals free of charge. This message is brought to you by the Mpumalanga Department of Health.
It is Rise FM Lunch. Joining us on the line is Sis Corny for Sanctified Monday. Blessed Monday to you, Sis Corny. Dumela.
Good Monday, Lillian. How are you?
I am good. I'm amazing. I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank you once again.
Yes.
Thank you once again for availing yourself, for the messages
Amen.
That we share for the province. This is something you should not take for granted. It's something one would think it goes without saying, but we need to have this conversation as often as we possibly can, right?
Yes, we should.
Absolutely. Today's message is Corny. You are responsible for your heart.
You are responsible for your heart, Lindy. It's in your body and you have to make sure that you take care of it. We all remember the story of Pharaoh and the children of Israel and Moses and Aaron. And we know the story of plagues. Uguti, when God wanted to release the children of Israel from Egypt, he used Moses. And the Bible says in the book of Exodus 7, 13, 14, people will read it from home, that every time Moses did those miracles, Pharaoh hardened his heart.
Mm-hmm.
God, the Bible says, God hardened his heart 10 times and 10 God hardened Pharaoh's heart. And someone might say, my heart is even because God is responsible for my heart. No, God's sovereignty and the will of man always go hand in hand. That is why when you are willing in doing God's things in a good way, I know it. The willingness is, and then guided by your willingness. As Jesus, everyone that he has prayed for, he never claimed. He said, your faith every time. So your heart is the one that determines the level of how God will show mercy,
mm-hmm.
how God will show love, mm-hmm. how God will show forgiveness. Because if the Bible says, we know what it says, when you humble yourself, he will lift you up. So when I'm going to take 2 to 10, I want to say to Rise FM listeners, to say, your heart, it is evil. It's going to be hardened. And you will live a traumatic life in this earth because your heart, you allow your heart not to celebrate the children but the next door when they succeed. When people do good at work, you can't say well done. Your heart is filthy, it's dirty, it's evil. And God is going to harden it 10 times. When you say beautiful, you're losing anything. Instead, beauty comes to you because the words that you speak, their spirit and their life, they will chase the person that has unleashed those words and go back to the person.
Mm-hmm.
Even success chases the person who is interested in success. So you are responsible for inhliziyo yakho. The Bible says guard it for issues of life flows from it. When you don't celebrate success, when you don't love, when you are full of hatred, when you are full of all these negative things, you will be double maukuka. There's abantu bathi lokokolo yazi uhlehle. But when you are open to the will of God and to the pruning of the word of God, God is it takes 10 steps ahead of you. Mauno mona lili. And you say, I want to say to Lili,
uh-huh.
Once you open your mouth and say, Lili, umuhle, then God takes 10 steps for you. It becomes uh-huh. your nature. You are intelligent. God takes 10 steps. You are good at what you're doing. I'm an employer wage. Celebrating our subordinates, people who are reporting to us, saying are competing. What's good? If mm-hmm. I want this thing to run, I know good Corny will do it. I know good Lily will do it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't need, it's no effort. It just needs your willingness. And when you are willing to do that, your heart flows with it. Every time when your words are building, when your face is radiant, because Your face reflects your heart. So Rise FM listeners, inhliziyo yakho, it's your responsibility. Today, take a conscious decision that my heart is not the carrier of negative things, mm-hmm. but my heart is the carrier of positive things, because in positivity comes a lot of good things, and God loves positive people. He works mightily with positive people.
Mm-hmm.
People who are ladies in the church, where when people are screaming, clapping hands, the Holy Spirit does nothing with those people. But those who are saying, don't judge my praise because you don't know my pain, and they are screaming, they are excited when the pastors are preaching, they receive more than the ones that are ladies in the eyes of God. So maunenhliziyo embi, uNkulunkulu uzoyiqinisa. Mara maunenhliziyo enhle, uNkulunkulu uzoyenza enhle kakhulu.
Oh, Sis Connie, thank you so much. You're speaking positivity. I know this is a very special week for you, especially. May your hard work pay off. May you see the fruits of your hard labor and commitment through the work that you do. And we appreciate you once again for joining us here on Rise FM Lunch.
Amen. So it's a very big week for me. Mental health night at the Capital. People must buy tickets and come and experience.
But all the best, Sis Queenie. Thank you so much. So we connect again. I appreciate you a lot. May the good Lord bless you.
Oh,
it's Rise FM Lunch. Sis Queenie joining us every single Monday on the show. Blessing your week and helping you remember that you are responsible for your heart and you are guided by your willingness to do good, right? It's Rise FM Lunch. A whole lot more coming up just for you.
On the hour. Every hour, weekdays 6 to 6. This is Rise FM News.